This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Another major part of President Joe Biden's agenda, known as Build Back Better, has cleared the U.S. House. As we've heard, the measure cleared the House by just 7 votes. Colorado Representative Joe Neguse said that he and other negotiators encouraged Democrats to come together.
A large part of the work that we have been doing over the course of the last few weeks is really rebuilding trust.
Neguse convinced progressives to pass the recent infrastructure deal before the social spending-focused Build Back Better plan. Progressives had hoped to pass both at the same time. The University of Colorado officially has a search committee to select its next president. CU Regents picked 16 people from a pool of over 100 applicants. Members include alumni, professors, and students from across CU's 4 campuses. The committee hopes to choose a new president in March. The university's former president, Mark Kennedy, stepped down earlier this year, saying his vision did not align with the Regents. Jessica Watkins will be the first black woman to live and work on the International Space Station. She considers Lafayette, Colorado, her hometown, and graduated from Fairview High School in Boulder. Watkins will work with the SpaceX Crew 4 science mission that launches in April of next year. She'll spend 6 months as a mission specialist in the microgravity laboratory. In Colorado Springs and Pueblo, highs close to 70. A little cooler today in Denver and Boulder. There's a slight chance of rain and snow tomorrow morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 106.